All right. Well, so, yes, today is World AIDS Day, a very important day. And actually, I was just speaking with a physician from the CDC just moments ago. And one of the things that he and I were discussing was how, you know, HIV/AIDS is really not on the forefront of many Americans' minds. Are you finding that to be true?
I think it's unfortunately true, and we've been talking about that ourselves, you know, which is why it's important that we have discussions like this, not just on World AIDS Day, but every day. I'm working on a really great HIV education program in tandem with Merck called Living Positive by Design, and your listeners can go to livingpositivebydesign.com and find out all the information about that. But you know, we need to keep having the conversation because, like Dr. Gottlieb will concur, one out of five people in the U.S. living with HIV don't know they have it, and there's a large stigma against, you know, associated with having HIV, and we need to fight that stigma so people are more readily, you know, will readily go get tested, and we want to make sure people, if they are diagnosed as HIV positive, get on a treatment regimen that's tolerable to their system, keeps their viral load at an undetectable level, which Dr. Gottlieb can explain what that means, and you know, there are many more treatment options available, so it's possible to have a very positive and healthy life living with HIV at this point.
Yes, indeed. I agree with you, Jack. So, Michael, tell us then, what is it that we can do, or what is it that Americans or people in general, I mean, obviously this is a worldwide devastating disease, to keep this in the forefront?
Well, I think people have to talk about it and bring it out in the open and make testing much more a routine part of medical care. And for those people who do test positive, to get on treatment, because there are new treatments available that are innovative, that are better tolerated than the old treatments, and get the viral load, the level of virus in the blood, down to an undetectable level. And that can be achieved in a high percentage of patients. So people shouldn't be as afraid as they have been in the past of getting that HIV test, because if they are positive, there's lots available for them.
Yes, definitely. So let's talk about some safety measures. Either one can chime in, or you both can give your own perspective on here again. You know, it's almost like education, 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 because I think people get lackadaisical.
There's no doubt about it. As the doctor from CDC probably told you, there are about 60,000 people a year in the United States alone who become HIV positive, despite all the education that we've had over the years. And so I couldn't agree more that talking about HIV, getting rid of the stigma associated with HIV, the stigma associated with testing, it has to become much more a part of routine medical care, because people have HIV has drifted off people's radar. There's so many other problems that we have to contend with, but it would be wrong to think that the HIV epidemic in the United States is over, or that there is a cure available, or that people are not suffering with HIV in the U.S. today, because they are.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So, Jack, do you feel like people should make this a routine? You know, I mean, you know, we've got the physician's point of view, but, you know, you go in for your checkups, I go in for my checkups. I mean, should this be should people just say, hey, you know what, I'm sexually active as an adult, I think perhaps this would be a good thing, just like, you know, getting our teeth clean, even though getting our teeth clean is nowhere near the level of this. But what do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think it should be, at minimum, you know, part of someone's annual physical. Anyone who's unless they're completely abstinent, it should be a part of your healthcare, you know, regimen. You should get tested. And that's why we need, like Dr. Gottlieb said, need to keep fighting the stigma so people aren't embarrassed to ask their physicians for an HIV test. And physicians should be asking their patients, you know, are you sexually active? Are you in any sort of risk group? So you do get tested, because, you know, one out of five people in the U.S., I don't know if you mentioned this already, but don't know their status. And those are the people who aren't getting the health care that they need. Their viral loads are getting out of control. They're the ones that are, you know, really getting opportunistic infections, their immune systems are being depleted. So it's very important that that's part of everyone's, you know, regular healthcare process.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry, but you mentioned something earlier about the stigma. I mean, it's, you know, I'm a journalist. It's the 21st century. Here we are embarking on 2010. And it's not that I'm naive, but it's like, I guess maybe I'm an educated woman, and the fact that there's still a stigma over AIDS and HIV is just outstanding to me.
Well, in a weird way, I think, in a strange way, I think it's actually gotten worse, just because on the positive note, there are many more treatment options available that are much more tolerable and much more effective, as the doctor can attest to. On the flip side of that, I think you don't see people dying like you did in the 80s and the early 90s, so people have become more comfortable with it, and it's not in the national vocabulary and discussion as much as it used to be, which is why on World AIDS Day we have to draw attention to it, but we need to draw attention to it every day, because there are more, you know, 1.1 million people in the U.S. alone living with HIV, you know, a fifth of those who don't know that they're HIV positive. So yeah, it's something that we need to discuss on and fight the stigma, so people are comfortable getting the healthcare they need, talking about it openly and not being concerned about, you know, what other people think and judgments upon it.
All right. Do either one of you have any further last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap it up?
Well, only that it's going to take time, I think, for the stigma to dissipate regarding HIV, and it's important to have these opportunities to talk about it, and people ought to talk about it more often and get to know someone who's HIV positive, and I think that helps quite a bit. But I would echo what Jack says about new treatments, more tolerable treatments. There's no reason not to test and find out, and there's the opportunity for most patients to get their level of virus in the blood to an undetectable level, and that's associated with a very good prognosis.
And I'd just like to say, you know, look at me as an example. If you are scared or worried about getting tested or worried about finding that you are HIV positive, I mean, I'm a very good case scenario. I know I'm very lucky, but I've been living with HIV for 20 years, and I'm doing well, and the prospects are out there, and there are a lot more treatments than when I was diagnosed. So visit livingpositivebydesign.com. You know, make sure you're getting tested. There are a lot of great websites out there, thebody.com, cdc.gov, aidsmeds.com. So the information's out there. Just get knowledgeable on the subject and take care of yourself.
Oh, well put. Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you both. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.